the time of year to try to make our dreams come true. But the reality of all that is sacrifice. And those dreams quickly become nightmares. But in those nightmares are where our demons lie. That's the domain in which they know we don't want to go into all those early mornings. It wakes up all these things that we failed at. Those demons are in those nightmares. That's what keeps us from accomplishing our dreams. So this year, their back is turned to the doorway. Because they know you ain't going into nightmare land, but you're going in there. And when their backs are turned, you're going to rear naked choke them motherfuckers out. Every one of them. That's the mentality you must have and always have.
People want to find peace immediately. You're going to find peace from going to war with yourself.
Make a declaration to yourself. Declare all out war that you're going to get out of this rut.
We are in control of our mind. We believe it's the other way around. No, we put in our minds what we should do. We have to reprogram it and tell us, no, we're good. This sucks, but it's okay.
If you don't program yourself, life will program you.
In order to begin to reinvent your life, you've got to make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort. You really have got to put all of yourself into it. It's very challenging to act, to do those things. There are times when you're looking at it and you say, I know I need to do this, but I don't feel like it.
What most of us are looking for is a special feeling of, oh, I feel great this morning. I'm going to get out of bed and get a quick 5 miles in or go to the gym. If you're looking for that feeling, let me tell you one thing, it ain't going to come. You have to learn to do when you don't want to do. Learn to bring that savage mentality on yourself, the animalistic motherfucker. You think a savage gives a fuck about how he feels or how she feels? They just do it. Learn to be your best self when you're least motivated. Stop looking for a feeling to control what goes on in your life. The savage mindset, if things are going bad, guess what they do? Quitting's out of the question. All they think about is how the fuck am I gonna get through this? There's no quitting, it's just get through and thrive, not survive.
Don't let the pain can rob you of your belief of what you can be, because your body hears everything your mind says. And anytime you have any kind of discomfort in the situation, your body remembers that, and your body's just a messenger. It's investing today for tomorrow's betterment, and that's what we're fucking doing here. Smart mindset first. If we don't know what the fuck we're doing and we're just going through the motions, you're always going to end up fucking average and millipede. Unremember, stop that shit. You must be smarter than the average person.
You don't get out of life what you want. You get out of life who you are. That means I come every single time on time. It means every time I come, I put in 120% or I don't come. Why? Because I'm trying to be the better.
You either are or you fucking aren't. You either will or you fucking won't. You're either going to become or you're not going to become. And it's not because of the outside circumstances. It's because of the inside circumstances. So you can tell yourself all the shit, all the reasons why you're not. None of it's true. Just know that every fucking excuse that you've made for your fucking life is bullshit. Because there's people out there who come from worse than you, who have fucking had bigger challenges than you, who have had more struggles than you, who have faced far more adversity than you, that get it done every motherfucking day.